Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of So Fired. I'm Chelsea Toronto.
And I'm Dr. Lindsay Regeer.
And welcome. Each week on So Fired, we take life's shitty things and turn them into pretty things.
And we're querulous girlies, so we have things to say.
What does it even mean?
Complaining.
Nice.
And this week, we're up to shenanigans. There's some more Ozempic talk. How am I a doctor? I did something really dumb again. So let's just get into it.
We should have this as an anchoring thing. I'm a doctor.
How am I so dumb?
Okay, I will attempt. Okay, I'm so excited, so but fired. I am attempt. Okay, so my so fired of the week is I've been hanging on to some trauma. Okay, anyway, turns out gold digging whore. This is the anniversary of gold digging whore. It's been 10 years since Bill Burr's epidemic of gold digging whores came out, in which case I was tortured with that word for a really fucking long time. Well, I tried to use it last night in a bit. Nobody got it.
What?
It's so old. No one got it. It was like crickets, like just eyes blinking back at me. And so what I'm excited to announce is my trauma has been living rent free in my head and my heart, has been evicted because no one gives a fuck about it anymore. I'm like, oh, it's not even useful anymore. Then move the fuck on.
I honestly didn't know that's where it came from. Oh, I just thought it was something that your roommate said.
It is.
Oh.
So my roommate is a big comedy fan. That's where I kind of learned it from him. Like, yeah. I fell in love through comedy through him. And he idolizes Bill Burr and did even before then. But then Bill Burr is like, and I had to explain to the audience last night.
Like, where it came from?
Not only where it came from, what it was. Bill Burr had a skit. It was about this. And I'm like, now having to reenact my like fucking trauma firsthand, because you don't understand, when my roommate and I used to fight, he'd be like, you're a gold digging whore. And I'm like, you went to Coinstar last week, brother. And you ain't, you got nothing.
No.
And it's been like 6 weeks. So in which way? It was just, that's like, so I'm trying to explain it to them. And they were just like, I was like, what is happening?
So that's no longer a thing.
That's no longer a thing. I know, right? And I'm like, so is it not funny? I'm going to have to not use it as a primary.
I guess so.
It's only going to continue to be that, like this, like a sub of that.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
That's something.
I have been, that word has hurt me so hard that I freed up like that entire language.
Wow.
It was a major breakthrough.
That's amazing.
It is amazing.
No wonder you're amped up today.
I've got other things.
Okay. I'll tell you my so fired really quick.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
If you guys remember last week, I was talking about the passport police and how the patriarchy is holding me hostage and not allowing me to go on travel. So I called the passport police and I called them on a Wednesday and I was like, you don't understand. I need to go and I need it right now. Right now. And they're like,
that's what everybody says.
Yeah. Right now is when I need it. And they're like, okay, well, you know, when we process it, we expedited it. So it's going to be 2 to 3 weeks. I'll like, well, see. You guys.
I've never seen you do a face before.
I got my passport in 2 days.
Yeah.
2 days.
That's what I said.
So all you have to do is call the passport police.
No,
and you know whine. And, you know, they probably saw my photo and they're like, okay.
She looks too cute to be sad.
That's right. I overnighted.
Wait, this is your so fired?
Yeah, so fired. Because now my trip has been booked. I am going on vacation. Okay. I am no longer held hostage to the name change of it all. So I'm super pumped.
I'm pumped for you. Yeah. I can't wait to go shopping.
I know. Oh, I know.
Oh, we're going to talk about all the things. We're going to make up a list. And we're going to talk about getting our nails done. Because we both have a trip.
Same
so to
time, same
both
weekend.
Have a both, like the fact that we're gone, which leads me into my issue, is childcare for my dogs. Because now I don't have any. And I'm like, what? If you have a dog and you don't have, like, if your dog sitter, your go-to dog sitter is not available, like, what do you do? I'm asking for a friend.
I know.
Not really. Like, I don't know what. Yeah.
So I should give you my dog watcher info. She might be able to take them.
It's early enough that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
Because you can't, like, just drop this.
Oh, no.
You got to, like, start now.
Yeah. You got to do, like, a meet and greet. Make sure she's available. Yeah. Make sure you like it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
Okay. What's your issue?
Okay. So on Instagram, I was targeted for a tattoo removal service. yeah, 70% off your tattoo removal. And I was like, okay, like, tell me more. So I put in my information. I just want the quote of what 70% off of it is.
Girl.
No, no. They called me twice. They texted me. They called me again today. She left me a voicemail. This was like 12 hours ago. Oh, I've had contact with them 6 times that I choose to ignore every single time.
You should block them.
I just want the deal. Just tell me what the deal is.
Do you really want to do business with someone like this relentless?
I mean, no.
I don't like that.
No, I don't.
It comes too, it's too much.
Yeah. Just like, give me the promo. Okay. That's all I want to know.
I just want to know the number.
Uh-huh. And they want you to get on the phone and do like a consultation. I'm like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
This
it's a little invasive.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-mm.
It feels nefarious, like with an ulterior motive.
Yeah. Like you're going to try to upsell me while I'm on the phone doing a consultation.
What else are you selling though? Like what other company is attached to my data that you are trolling so hard for?
I know. They also do like laser hair removal. They do laser facials. They do everything laser. Vein. Hmm. Yeah. But no, they were too thirsty. So I'm not going to pursue that avenue.
Dehydrated. All right. So that's issues. They're not too bad.
I know. Well, this is my other issue.
Oh,
I've had a headache every single day for the past like 2 weeks.
What's that all about?
I don't know. And it kind of like starts in the morning. I wake up with a headache, basically kind of like throbbing on the side of my head.
Oh, Jesus.
Or if it's not right away in the morning, it's later on in the afternoon or like nighttime. At the end of the day, I have a headache.
What? We got to go into all the things, don't we?
Yeah. And then my husband was like, well, maybe your hormones are off. Like, my hormones?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? I think my hormones are fine. They're very regulated on this like IUD that I inserted into myself.
Yeah, but hormones can be other things.
It could be. I don't
think it's your hormones.
I don't think it's my hormones.
You say, how's your caffeine intake?
I'm down to just like 1 cup a day.
Is it possible it's not enough?
It's not enough caffeine?
Oh. Maybe your body's going through withdrawals.
So I should have more caffeine?
What was your baseline of caffeine consumption?
I mean, like every other day I was drinking like 2 cups of coffee.
And now you're just 1 a day?
Uh-huh.
Okay, go on.
But then maybe I was like, maybe I should cut out all caffeine. Maybe it's too much.
Maybe you don't change anything.
True.
Like
I haven't changed anything in the past 2 weeks. I'm trying to figure it out. So today I was like, well, maybe I actually am dehydrated.
Yeah.
Even though I drink a lot of water. So I put electrolytes in my water. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that it had like some caffeine in it. So I was unwell. Like, you guys, we're lucky recording at this moment in time, because earlier today I was like sitting at work and I was like, so my head's kind of like floating above my body right now.
Tripping.
I don't feel like I can actually do anything at the moment.
Whoa.
Yeah. It was like, no, it was not good.
This is what?
Yeah.
What was it? Please tell me. Do you have any more of it?
I do.
I'd like to try that.
Okay.
I'm just trying on my next day off.
It was like, whoa, I have like a weird.
Wait, did you have heart palpitations?
No.
Okay. Well then, yes, I want that.
Yeah.
I want to try that.
It's kind of like a head high without consuming any drugs.
I'm sorry. So it's just not appropriate at work.
Yeah. So, you know, I finally caved. I took a Tylenol. So I guess that's helping the headache at the moment.
What's the issue?
I have a headache every day and I don't know how to, and I don't
know
where
it's coming from.
My feet get cold. And I got a headache. So I don't know if anyone has a recommendation of why I begin a headache every single day.
Oh my God.
Don't tell me I have a brain tumor. Let's not go down that road.
No, I don't do that. No, there's so many things to consider, and don't do a BuzzFeed quiz. Whatever you do.
I'll go on Dr. Google, see what they have to say.
Okay. So while I lost content last night on the gold digging horror bit thing, uh-huh. I am slowly starting to try and approach things. Da, da, da. I did a story yesterday in which I thought this was very clever. I said to all the comedians out there, what's your get ready with me process look like before a show?
Right.
No one responded, which I didn't assume. But then I took it upon myself to forward it to the handful of comedians that I am currently dialoguing with.
Yeah.
And I was like, homie, I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
Like, what's your... And they're like, oh, I didn't know you met me. So I sent it to 3 people. 2 dudes, 1 lady. I haven't heard back from the lady, but it's fine.
Okay.
And one dude says, I don't know, I get up from my nap, take a shower, jerk off, and then go to... Then the other guy's like, I don't know, I like... do push-ups, jerk off, take a shower, and then go to the show. And I was like,
huh,
both fucking comedians actually use the word jerk off.
Were you like, what?
The first time I was like, ugh, I'm offended. And then I sat with it for a minute and I was like, I don't want to be like the obvious girl that's like, that is disgusting.
I say a lot of disgusting things, but jerk off really gets me.
I know, right? 100%.
Yeah.
So I was like, don't do that. I gotta
say, what else would they say besides jerking off?
I would have just skipped it.
Oh, well, they might be real. They no, must that, feel comfortable with you.
Apparently. I think we've established that. And then, so I was like, you're such a dude. He's like, well, what do you do? And I was like, oh my God, mine's great. I do yoga for the acceptance of new material. I walk my dogs in order to practice. I lift weights for breath work. And I was like, and then I rehearse the whole time. Okay.
Yeah.
And then, my next one says, and jerk off. He's like, you're the perfect girl. I was like, I know. I just want to be a comedian, dude. I'm not looking for love.
Bet you wasn't expecting to hear that.
No, and I loved it. It was so, that made my night, actually. I was really very pleased with myself.
So I guess you just got to release some sexual tension in your body and then you're good to go. That is the theme of comedians.
Male dudes. Yeah. I'm holding out for my lady friend.
Yeah, let's see what she says.
I'm dying to know, actually. I don't know if I'm going to give her a heads up and be like, hey, I really need you to answer this and here's why. Or I just really like, hey, I need this. Because this material will live in infamy. I want to give a shout out to him, but I won't because that will embarrass him. But I will be using this many, many times forward in my future bits. Like,
thank you.
Like a sincere thank you. Because we will be laughing at you for a very long time. God willing. Godspeed.
Godspeed. All right. Before we get into all our shenanigans, let's have a word from our sponsor for the week, which is Hydro Jug. Speaking of how I should be more hydrated, today's episode is brought to you by Hydro Jug. They are laser focused on creating high quality experiences to help individuals live healthier lifestyles through hydration. We're big fans. I do use my jug every day, but now I've added in electrolytes. So let's just hope it takes my hydration to the next level. And it's not just a water bottle. It's an accessory. You can customize your sleeves. There's little pockets in it. You put your keys in there, your headphones, your phone, your wallet, all the things. And you can also customize it to like fit your mood, you know, like animal print, neon, neutrals, whatever you like. And we have an exclusive offer for our So Fired friends. Get your starter kit, which includes one Pro Jug bottle, one sleeve, and one straw for 10% off using the code in our show notes. Woo. Stay hydrated.
Woo.
Woo. All right.
I want to tell you my gym thing.
Okay.
I was working out in the gym. How did I like, oh, because I was scooting in to closer. I was working out of the gym and I was fucking around.
Per usual.
I try not to fuck around in the gym because I'm like worried. Well, this time I was, and I wasn't being mindful. And I saw a real video that like when you're doing pull-ups, envision pulling the bar to you.
Okay.
I was like, okay, but I needed a little step stool to get up there. Uh-huh. And you know, I have those step stools that you jump on.
Yeah.
Little guys. This one's not even a foot. So then I'm like, okay, in between pull-up sets, I'm doing calf raises.
Oh, okay. On your step stool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the step stool was lighter than my body, and I like pinched it and like fell off of it, and then the little step stool hit me in the shin.
Oh, ouch.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Where you like trip and you're falling. You're like, I had no business doing like push-ups on that thing.
Yeah.
Like, of course it was going to snap back and like hit me in the shin.
Of course.
And now my like leg is pulsating.
It's like bloody.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That was the iron.
Wait, so you were doing pull-ups?
Pull-ups and what?
Yeah. Like what?
So
how many pull-ups can you do?
Well, they weren't a full pull down.
Yeah.
Like a full extension. It was not. Yeah. It was more. What is this?
Like a 90 degree arm bend angle and the pulse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like I can do 10 of those.
Okay. Yeah.
Cause you're focusing on what's this muscle?
Your lats.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And not your
delts and no. Your shoulders.
Because I think I would have thought that, but because this is the lats are a bigger muscle.
Uh-huh.
That motion.
Okay.
You should try it.
I should try it.
Gym girl.
I've been doing just hanging from the bar and then doing like scaption pull-ups.
What are those?
So like your arms are straight and then there's a small bend in your elbow and you're really just like pulling up like through your shoulder blades.
Are we doing literally the exact same fucking thing?
I should say it's like this. And you're only like
It's literally the same thing I'm describing.
No, only your shoulder blades are moving. I think you're using some more, a little bit more arm. Yeah. And my arms are straight.
Oh.
Yeah. So I was just like, damn, you're doing pull-ups? Like, what?
That's because I have a lot of free time. No one calls me anymore. I have no one to talk to except the fucking nerds at comedy. And while I like them, I think I had a good time on Monday, but I'm not sure. This comedy thing is now becoming my life and my personality, but only as a default because I have no one else.
I called you yesterday.
Oh, did you?
I did.
What was I doing?
I don't know. You didn't answer.
Huh.
Yeah. I called you because I went to work way too early because our hair appointment got moved.
I know.
So I called you to go to Starbucks, but you didn't answer.
Oh,
yeah.
Thanks. That's thoughtful. Uh-huh. I know. Mm-hmm. And like,
you guys, we were supposed to have gorgeous, gorgeous hair today.
Mine's not bad,
but it could be better.
I know. Mm-hmm. I was very disappointed. And because we have the same person pretty much in all things.
Uh-huh.
Injectables, hair, whatever else we get done.
Yep.
They know that we're a package deal. Mm-hmm. I got that. Hey, I have to cancel. FYI, I sent Lindsay the exact same message.
And she left in the FYI, I sent Lindsay the exact same message in my message. I'm like, okay, got it.
I was just like, okay, fine.
Oh my God. Speaking of how we have all the same people for all the things, we also do laser hair removal. Okay, at the laser hair removal place, they're really doubling down on wanting you to tip on the laser hair removal service. Like, they have a Venmo code in the room, and then they also have you check out, and then on the checkout screen, it's like, how much do you want to tip your person? I was like, this is a medical service. I don't want to tip you anything because, like, I consider laser hair removal like getting a medical service, just like getting like Botox is like a medical service, like going to the dermatologist, that's a medical service. Seeing me, like, I don't think those are tipping activities. And then I feel like the girls like mean mug me out because I'm like, this is not a tippable service. I don't know. Do you tip them when you're there?
No. Fuck no. I don't even have.
No, my card's not even on file. Like, no.
Absolutely not.
No. So I thought that was strange.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
But it's the company's way of, like, they probably have misled them to believe that they'll get a large percentage. They get less. It's just another way to generate money on behalf of the company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Since this is all free sessions.
Yeah, I'm not doing shit. No. Fuck that. And it hasn't fully taken.
Oh, mine is like just about there. And I still have three more sessions left.
I think, I don't know. It's not. They are stubborn.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, it takes 5. I was like, I need like 3. I'm good. It's not.
No, you need them all. And then you'll be at 8. They'll be like, don't you want to upgrade to the
lifetime package of hair removal?
Yeah.
I do. But I'm not gonna.
I do, but I'm not gonna do it there. This is my other thing that I was talking about. This is a dumb thing that I did this weekend. This is how my doctor, because I'm so dumb. So I went to work on Saturday just to get some work done, and then I went to a spin class right afterwards, and in between doing doctor things and spin class, I had a piece of gum in my mouth because I had like coffee breath and I was like, I need a piece of gum. So I'm in spin class and this piece of gum is still in my mouth. And in class, it's like 10, 15 minutes in. I'm like, I don't want this piece of gum anymore. What am I supposed to do with the gum? Like, I can't throw it on the bike. Like, no, my water bottle is so far away. I can't like throw it in there. I can't swallow it because I don't know why. I just can't swallow gum. So I like take the gum out and I put it in my sports bra.
Totally.
Like right here.
100%.
Oh my God. I forgot it was even in there. So, so I like get home and I'm taking off my sports bra and like my hair gets snagged.
Oh no.
And I'm like, why is my hair snagged on my bra? Like, that's weird. So there's like a clump of gum in my hair. It's just like, it's all together. I'm like trying to take a shower. I'm like, oh my God. I like, now I'm stuck. My sports bra is like stuck to the gum, to the hair.
Oh my God.
So I turn off the shower and I'm sitting there like taking out the hair. Oh.
Sitting on the edge of the tub.
I like, okay, why didn't I just swallow it? Like, wouldn't I have just taken?
Oh, I never do. I would never have done. I would have done the exact same thing.
Okay.
100%.
Okay, good.
No. This is so relatable that I would use it. Yes.
Okay, I thought maybe that. I was like, well, that was like really dumb. I could just swallow the gum. No. Okay. Yeah, no, I,
I think you'd be surprised how many people would be like, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I would maybe would have put it in my shorts.
Yeah, I don't know.
It would have been one of those two places.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I guess I'm not as dumb as I thought I was.
Oh, no.
Oh, good.
Well, I mean, like, it's unfortunate that you had to go through the after part and you didn't catch it.
I know. And then I was trying to get it off of my sports bra. And then, that was a whole ordeal. And I was like telling my husband, I was like, okay, so there's like gum stuck to the sports bra, just like heads up. Like,
when you do the laundry.
Yeah, when you do the laundry.
Thank you. By the way.
Uh-huh. He's like, oh, and you like that one too. You can't just like get rid of it. I'm like, no, I can't.
The fact that he knew that.
Yeah.
I've been getting a lot of breakfast in bed lately.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Like a good breakfast in bed?
Just like what I want.
A bagel?
No, we've moved to oatmeal.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Oatmeal and a coffee?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Black coffee.
Yum.
Or even more so, we are working out some of the kinks. The kinks were that he would wake me up too early.
Yeah.
I made you this. So wake up and enjoy it. I'm so excited. And I was like, hey, I need to sleep. Oh. So now it's waiting for me out in the kitchen.
Now you have to get up and get it.
That's good.
Okay.
That's good. It's better than being woken up.
Okay.
Because the coffee's going to be cold and then the oatmeal. All I have to do is like pour one craft, turn the hot water and pour the other because I can't do it myself.
Oh, boy.
No, what? I should write a book.
You should.
I actually did want to tell the story of my journey as a gold digging whore last night, but we really didn't get to it.
No, because you had to explain what it was.
There was too much. It was 236. I only lasted 236.
Oh. Okay. Well, speaking of like, gold digging whores divorcing, did you see that Emrata?
Yes.
Now has started the trend?
No, she has not. I take offense to this.
Divorce rings?
Yes.
She started it.
She started it. No, she. I have been wearing my divorced rings my whole proudly, and I wear it on my ring finger though.
She wears it on two fingers.
The two rings.
Yeah, the two rings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be wearing mine on my pinky.
Well, maybe she just. What would you do? Middle finger, ring finger.
I keep it on the ring finger. I don't give a shit.
Or wear them both on the ring finger.
I just stack my shit. I wear it wherever I want, whenever I want.
So the whole thing about the divorce ring is that you get divorced and now you have the ring left over from the divorce. So what do you do with it?
Fucking wear it. That's what I do. Do you guys see how much shit is stacked on my fingers? I'm up to the next knuckle. Luckily, I have more fingers. I wear that shit like a badge of honor. Fuck yeah. I'm sorry. Lindsay, have you heard about the three rings of marriage?
No.
There's the engagement ring, there's the wedding ring, and then there's the suffering.
Ha!
Well, as it relates to like divorce rings, I'm sure one or two people out there could be like, yeah, I kind of get it. Come on, not everyone is happily married.
Well, this I know. I feel like that was some dad joke.
Yeah, but you know what? We're talking about divorce rings.
I know. What about engagement ring, wedding ring? Enjoy ring. Enjoy. No, that's not a word.
We'll figure out a ring at the end.
I know. Happy. What's like another, what's a word with that ends in ring that would be like, I actually like the person I'm married to.
Well, we'll come up with the answer for next week. I don't know.
Okay. Well, let's wrap it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So make sure that you share this episode with your bestie and like, subscribe, follow all the things, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube at So Fired Pod. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Disclaimer. This podcast is for entertainment purposes only. The stories and statements expressed herein are experiences and opinions. They may not represent the views of the production studio or the hosts. If you disagree with our content, that's okay. No podcast is perfect for everyone.